Shalom Aleichem. Today we're going to talk about halacha as it relates to after the Seder. So once the Seder is done, what should we do at that point? What do we do with the Koshel Aliyahu? And how about Kriya Shema Shalamita? So Amir Tashem, we will get through all of that. We are going to start with the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Pesach, Siman Taf Pei Aleph Sif Beis, Chayav Adam Lasak B'Hilchas Pesach. We have to continue learning, talking about the halachas of Pesach, of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim, Ulesaper Benisim, Uvaniflo, Shasha, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lavaseinu, and we should continue talking about Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and all the Nisim and the Niflos, all the miracles that Kadosh Baruch Hu did to our ancestors, Ad Shiachat Venu Shena, until you fall asleep, until sleep comes upon you, and at that point, you head to bed. It could very well be that that happen earlier on, could happen in the Seder even, but nonetheless, let's hope it doesn't happen. Let's hope that we get through the entire Seder, then we can continue learning a little bit thereafterward until sleep befalls us, and then that's the time to get into bed. Continuing with various halachas, there are some people who are knowing to say Shir HaShirim after the Seder, and continuing, Yesh Lizkor Shalachar Achilas Afikoman. It's important to remember, once we have eaten the Afikoman, there's no longer any eating permitted, and we are very limited in what we can drink. It happens to be that there's a very fascinating Mishnah Berurah on this. It's the first Mishnah Berurah in Siman Taf Pei Aleph, talking about the various reasons. He brings three reasons, I think, why we do not drink after having the Afikoman, after the Arba Kosas. Why don't we drink anymore? So what can't be drunk? What can be drunk? Water can be drunk. And soda, the soda in Israel is not the same soda as in the United States. Soda is seltzer water. So it's water with bubbles that can be drunk. And certain other limited drinks are permitted. But for the most part, other drinks like heavy sodas cannot be drunk. And fruit juices cannot be drunk, real fruit juices. It could be that there are some that are matir, water that is flavored. That's called petel in Israel, but fruit juices, real fruit juices, natural fruit juices are not permitted. The concept, at least one of the concepts here, is that one of the reasons we don't drink after the Arba Kosos is that the tam, the taste of the matzah, should stay in our mouths. And based on this reasoning, anything that would take the tam, anything that would remove the taste of the matzah from our teeth, from our mouths, that should not be drunk. So that's going to be fairly broad. A lot of flavored drinks and the like would be prohibited. Nonetheless, the Mishnah Berurah does matir coffee and tea that don't have sugar added. And there are those that say if it's going to keep you awake, then you could add sugar to your coffee as well. So this is a whole machlokus in a discussion in the postgame. What drinks are in, what drinks are out. The safe harbor is water and bubble water are permitted. But when it comes to eating, Rav Yitzhak Yaakov Fuchs says as follows, when it comes to eating, if somebody did eat after the Afikomen, Chozrim va'ochlin kazayis matzah shmura l'sham Afikomen, you have to go and eat another kazayis of matzah, shmura matzah, to have the Afikomen, because it's the Afikomen is supposed to be the last thing that we eat. What happens if somebody falls asleep and wakes up before Alos HaShachar, before you have the obligation of davening Shachris, so then everyone would agree that this prohibition of not eating and drinking would go away, and what would be permitted to eat and drink at that point. But there are other halachas about not eating certain things, even within a half an hour of the beginning of Alos HaShachar. We will leave that for a different day. Okay, bottom line right now is after the Seder, we talked about the positive things that we should do, continue learning about Yetzias Mitzrayim, Halachas of Pesach, Shir HaShirim, so that's the positive things to do, and what to avoid. Avoid eating, it's usher to eat, Afikom is the last thing that we eat, and also most drinking it should not be done, water is the safe harbor. Next question is the Koshel Eliyahu, so we have that Koshel Eliyahu still sitting on the table, so we should not pour it out. Don't throw it out. That would be Baal Tashchis, throwing it away. But what we should do, there's a prohibition of leaving liquids uncovered and unwatched. It's called Giloy. So because of the Isra of Giloy, we should cover it. Turn a plate, a plastic plate or something, on top of it so it's covered. And then the Minhagich, some sofer say, we say Kiddush on it, the next morning. So that's what would be done with a Kikoshel Eliyahu. And the last discussion point, now that we have gone through the Seder, we've learned a little bit after the Seder, and we are now really falling asleep, what do you do for the Kriya Shema Alamita? When it comes to Ashkenazi, we say the first Parsha of Shema. There are three Parshias of the Shema. So we say the first one, V'Avta Shem Lokecha. We say the Bracha of Hamapil, that's number two. And number three, we say the Pasuk, B'yadcha Av Kidruchi. That is brought in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Mishnah Berurah, based on the Mishnah Berurah. That is the Minhag Ashkenaz. And why is that all that we say? Why do we say the entire Kriya Shema Alamita? Because this is Lel Shimurim. This is the night that we are protected. And accordingly, we don't have to say more than those basics. Again, that's the first Parsha, the first parak of Kriyat Shema, V'Avta Shem Elokecha, Birkas HaMakil, and also B'Yadcha Avkid Ruchi. Now, somebody who is noheg to say all three Parshiyos of the Kriyat Shema every night, that is actually something that I do, all three Parshiyos, so that all three should be said as well, and Lel HaSeder, Lel HaStarim, that is should be continued, but nothing more than the three Parshiyos, and Amakpil and Biatchav Kiruchi. When it comes to Svaradim, Svaradim say the regular Kriyat Shema Alamita, they don't dispense with any of the Kriyat Shema Alamita. And just one other minhag that some people may have, not sure they still have it nowadays, but used to have, because this is a Lel Shimurim, to show the bitachon that we have in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there are those who will leave their doors unlocked, their front doors unlocked. But if there's any concern of sakon and danger, ein somchim al anes, that should not be done. So many of the neighborhoods that we live in, we would not want to leave the doors open. We should not leave the doors open, even on Lel Shimurim, because ein somchim al anes, there are certainly a lot of prowlers, robbers around. If that door is open, they would be more than happy to enter. Accordingly, in most places, this is ill-advised. And we should have a shmirah, Amir Tashem, not only Lel Shimurim, but we should have a shmirah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bezrat Hashem, all the time, especially given the difficult situation that we are in with our neighbors in the Middle East nowadays. So we should daven for a shmirah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu all year round. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful day.